Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Welcome to When Pigs Fly, and that was, of course, some tasty cool water with Angie Mattson. And do check her out, angiematson.com. Yeah, I love playing her tunes. And, of course, like I said, welcome to When Pigs Fly, and I'm Andrew Fetter, and this is sort of a unique day of shows. One of which is, this is my almost my fourth year anniversary. I actually sort of screwed up. It should have been like three shows ago, but I said, what the hell? Better late than never, right? So, and I had such cool guests on my two previous shows. So I had also Carrie Fezza, which you ought to check out from my Valentine's show. That was pretty cool with getting into all the aspects of astrology and compatibilities, including their elements and stuff. It got very candid indeed with how they work. And then my last guest I had, of course, Rick McLeod, last name, which we got cut off at the end, ironically, and his discussion was dealing with issues of not just the solar activity with our changing environment and our climate, but also we got in detail some aspects of just some of the basic understandings of some things, of earthquakes that are happening around, and the increasing of activity, which ironically then also there was an earthquake in New Zealand, and now there was this recent one in Mexico, and of course they're happening all over on a very increasing scale. First I want to say to those out there in New Zealand who have been gravely affected by the recent earthquake, my thoughts and prayers go out to those who have been affected, both friends, family, lovers, neighbors. My heart, like I said, my thoughts and prayers go out to you. I know how that is. I've lived through earthquakes here living in Los Angeles, or having lived in Los Angeles for such most of my life. So I know how that is. And again, my thoughts and prayers go out to you and those who have been affected. Anyway, I do have several announcements to make, of course. Coming up, those who are out there in Australia and New Zealand, we have at Intense Impact are bringing forth to you, of course, Quiet Riot, Come Hear the Noise, Warrant, and LA Guns. And of course, they're going to be on this Metal Health Tour 2011. So if you're lacking that metal in your blood, you definitely got to go here. It might help your mental health. Anyway, they're coming out April and May 2011. They'll be playing in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, Canberra, New Zealand. And these are the dates and places of where they're going to be playing at. On Friday, the 29th of April, they will be playing at the Palace in Melbourne. And then on Saturday, on the 30th of April, they will be at the Annual Bar at the Oct. And then Monday, on the 2nd of May, they will be heading off to Auckland, New Zealand, and being at the Power Station. Now, mind you, those tickets on Power Station have not been released yet. We had some minor technical difficulty with Ticketmaster, since we're doing with Ticket Tech, which I'll explain later, on all the Australian shows. So sort of a basically a technicality, Ticketmaster, we can expect. But anyway, Those will be shortly announced. We were hoping they were supposed to release them this week and the last week, but apparently, because like I said, technical difficulty, those will be announced soon, and I'll give you fortitude of where to access that information online on a daily basis, which will give you an update to those who are out there in New Zealand for that show. Anyway, but that show is on Monday, the 2nd of May. Again, that's at the Power Station, Auckland, in New Zealand. Now, they'll head back to Australia on Thursday, on May 5th. They will be at the HQ complex in Adelaide, and then swinging around to the west side to Perth and to the Metro City on May 6th on a Friday, and then heading up to Brisbane at the Tivoli on Saturday, the 7th of May, and then back to Sydney, Australia, to the Metro on Sunday, the 8th of May. And do get your tickets, as these tickets are certainly moving very fast. We have a report that possibly they will be selling out faster than we think. So you better get your tickets as soon as you can, because they will sell out. And we do not know if we will be opening up additional shows. Again, tickets are on sale at this moment. So you can go at Ticket Tech, T-I-C-K-E-T-E-K. Oh, so E-K, sorry. T-I-C-K-E-T-E-K.com. And that's for all shows in Australia. And like I reiterate, tickets for Auckland will be announced soon, and I will give you updates when that happens. You can see that on this site, as well as going directly to check out any further updates at intense-impact.com. That's www.intense-impact.com. And again, my thoughts and prayers go out to those who have been affected by the recent earthquake in New Zealand. Now, I know a lot of people have been wondering. I know I get a lot of responses every time I do a show. I think it's been a couple years since I dealt with the issue of integrity. It's sort of funny because it's an issue that for some reason, get this, I'm saying it sort of sarcastically, I guess. Many people who deal with spiritual concepts, many even masters, I don't even care, you can go further back. I mean, even though I hate to put in their place, but even ones who are known as being all holy masters and all that, for some reason, skip over the issue of integrity. Tell me why. I mean, it's really amazing, though. And sometimes I've seen recently that some people put things about integrity which like doesn't even make any sense, and they make more things and more complex just to make it more complex to themselves. So my issue is, because most people ask, what the damn hell is integrity? I mean, really? And why, again, isn't it spoken so much with the so-called circles of those who really talk about, oh, love and all spiritual and all kumbaya? I mean, really now? And I ask, if it is so, if it is spoken within these circles, and I have seen in certain posts on Facebook, of course, and a couple others, and when they do mention a little aspect of integrity, it seems like they strangely, either they don't know what the hell they're talking about, or they make more things out of it, or they make it so confusing and abstract that they themselves don't even have the clue what they just said. I mean, they make it more than what it is, probably because they don't really want to touch it. And I'm often feeling, why do they not want to touch the issue of integrity? Perhaps integrity, because integrity is more like a mirror. And I'm going to get into that. Integrity is, in a way, it is judgmental. Or is it? It's really actually the judgment of the end of the universe. So in a way, it's the universe judging us. We have no way of dealing with it. It's just the way it is. And I don't, when I say judging, it's by measure. I mean, and I'll get into that. So, but what is integrity? Again, I mean, like I said, some of the so-called spiritual teachers, or they call themselves teachers, or all-knowing, or masters of spiritually, don't even want to touch this simple, very, very simple concept. I mean, it's very clear and very straightforward. And I often wondered, why do they not want to talk about integrity? I mean, do they got something to deal with? They have issues about integrity? Is it like holding the mirror out there and then they have to look at the mirror themselves? So I ask you, why? Well, after you finish the show, you'll probably figure out why. Because then you'll have a more clear understanding. Because I'm not going to make it so mountains out of molehills, but I will go through elaborations of different things so you have a better picture. I'm not going to I try to make things as simple as possible, paint a picture so then you can sort of experience it, have a feeling of itself, what it is. I mean, basically, that's what I try to do in anything I do or things. I make it as simple as possible because things are really simple. And then if I paint a picture of it, an explanation, it's so that you can experience and can relate to it, then you'll understand it. Because out of everybody's experiences, they relate to things differently. So, straightforward. I looked up the definition of integrity. Yeah, by the way, I used it from a dictionary off the computer, okay? I didn't use Webster's as Mac dictionary. I don't even know who that comes from. But anyway, it says integrity or integrate. The noun version, there are two. One is, and this is the one I'm pretty much referring to, is the quality of being honest and having a strong moral principles or moral uprightness. Of course, see this definition is very a judging way of looking at it. So even in this own definition, it's not exactly correct, but its implications is correct. It's getting there, but it's uses the moral principles, which I guess in most people they would view that in that perception, but in reality that's not really what it is. And that's probably where the confusion is. Integrity, another number two definition, and this is where I've seen people who think they're all Eastern philosophies or Taoism or whatever, and the wholeness, this is where they come into. I've read this and I was like, oh my God, give me a break. Get the shovels out. The state of being whole and undivided. Which is in referring to, like, it's like upholding the territory integrity or your national sovereignty. It's a condition of being whole or unimpaired. That's that part of definition of integrity. But if you get to the very essence of what the definition of integrity is, really from its very birth, if you call it birth of any words, is in relationship to the engineering cause of elements, of basically engineering principles. If you talk of the integrity of steel or the building, it's how strong it is. It won't break. You'll hear that term used constantly. Does that steel have integrity? Does this building have enough integrity? Meaning it has, won't break, it won't separate. So this application is how they've been hijacked, apparently, by some people. So, I mean, it's sort of funny in a way, but then it's not so funny because it lays cause to put basically frosting on top of frosting on top of frosting of a birthday cake. And like I said, I once saw this on FB post, and they pointed out that integrity has to be doing about a whole thing. And yes, if you're talking in context of all things, in a way it is, in a sense, the wholeness. But this refers to integrity by its implication of something being strong and whole, like I said, engineering. This has to do, like I said, with structure as integrity meaning strong. So, now, that's in referring, because words apply to different things. So, I can say it's cool. Like, man, it is rude. That was really cool. I mean, that was really good, right? Or I say, wow, it is really cool. Meaning, though, it's starting to feel cool. See, there's two ways of using that. So, this is the problem of some people out there who misconstrue and sometimes don't even know a damn word of English or something. But even this comes from Latin, by the way, integrity. And it was utilized and within concept referring to honor. And it came about because, actually, from the Romans' time period. Because the Romans were saying, you must have strength behind your words and conviction and belief and honor, meaning you will stand strong behind your words. Get it strong behind your word. You have strength behind your words. That's where that reference of integrity meant. Integrity. So now I will utilize what it is often referred to as integrity, as having strength behind your word. It's not about being whole altogether. That's not the application. It is about the conviction, your honor, your belief. So yes, integrity in its structural form refers to wholeness and strength. But it's in use, between ones which mirror themselves and to others, it's in reference, pure and simple, honor. And what is honor but something else? And honor can be looked upon as a judgment. But that is by the perception of the integrity element. But now I'm going to get to the very core of what that really is, of what integrity is reflecting. Not of a judgmental basis. Well, it is, but I'll explain that. It is of measure. And the measure isn't by you or me. Or indeed, it isn't. Anyway, it is simply, by the way, is standing behind your honor. That is integrity. Maybe someone who doesn't understand English I explain might possibly mix this up. But it's really, really, really simple. It is simply dealing with the issue of the strength and wholeness behind one's own word and actions. Which, your word is your actions. Get it? Integrity is your word, your promise, your honor. Essentially, it is you. It is a reflection of you. Since your actions, both in thought and physical actions, because thoughts are actions, you have physical actions, you have emotional actions, these are all you. And you are nothing more than a constant of energy, which is action. You are never really, as much as you think you're still, you're not. You're a frequency of action. You are energy that's pulsating consistently, ongoing, nonstop. Because all energy moves. There is a constant of movement. And this is actually not just a physiological fact, but is a both a physics fact. Both within atoms, with energy, energy consistently moves. It never stands still. That's why you can, I've said in past shows, energy is an infinite aspect. It's you can't really go cut where the energy starts and ends. It's sort of like a logarithm. You guess where it is. You approximate. You don't know where the electron's flying around the atom. You sort of, guess where it is. Assume. So, but I don't want to get into that. So, again, you're just purely action of frequency. You are frequency of action. I said that backwards. So, and if this is what you are, then basically integrity is a gauge of sorts. You see? It is your thermometer of your actions. It is your measure. Now, when you look at how the aspects of this thermometer are of your actions, what is it that you are? What is it measuring? It's basically, it is the speed and velocity and torque of you. Again, your actions. It is the accumulative actions of you. That is a reflection of you. This is why people who talk with spirituality don't want to touch it, because it is so simple that if you got into it, they would have to look at themselves They'd have to look at their speeches. They have to look at their words, their concepts. It would simplify things so fast that all their long prose and long speeches and long things don't mean diddly shit. Because when you come down to it, it's really things of simplifications. And when they have to look at themselves and make things more than what they are, there's a question of integrity. Because they know that's reflecting them. That's what it's like looking in the mirror. I'm looking in the mirror. If you can look in the mirror and say things, that is your gauge of integrity. And by the way, this is your rise of your frequency. This is why it's often not spoken within people's spirituality, because they don't want to face up to it. They'll use outside elements, whether it's through meditation things, and yet that's not really, you can do all the meditations you want, you do all the chants and all this, but that doesn't increase your frequency. Even all the love that you project out there isn't really increasing the frequency without one major thing. Integrity, because it encapsulates everything, and that's why it's not ever just spoken about, because if it was spoken about, it would limit the amount of books, the CDs, the repetitions of saying the same thing over and over but different ways, the poets that write 40 different ways of saying love, but it is just love, right? I mean, it's all cool and everything to write different things, doing music different ways. But when you have to look in your face and say it, that, oh, this is really different from what the other person's saying, or this is different, and this is different, and this is different. In reality, it really isn't. You're saying the same thing over and over, but a different way, from a different view. But you're still talking about the same thing. Still talking about the rock. Still a rock. How many times can you talk about a rock? So you have to make the rock a little bit look better. My rock looks a little bit cooler. No, my way of looking at the rock is even better than your way of looking at the rock. And when they say that, when they start going on and on about the rock, and how it is to look at it, there becomes a question of integrity. And this is why it is not often spoke. Now, getting back to what integrity really is, right? It, to its simplifications, it's very simple. Like I said, it's sort of a gauge of sorts. It's your thermometer. Real simple. It's checking your speed and your velocity and torque of you and your actions. Now, many would say out this, well, this is based upon your perception. How can you perceive your actions and the perceptions and the alone and da 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 da. But it isn't. It's really an effect, the cause and effect of one's actions. That is integrity. It's measuring what you just did. And the effect it will do, there's like that gray area, the integrity. So if you do something that's not lacking integrity, there will be a reaction of it, right? Of some sorts, some way. Dharma meets karma, they say. So let me get back to how simplified it is. There was, I don't know if ever you listen to Bashar, and I listen, he's actually pretty extraordinarily amazing, some of the stuff he comes up with. I mean, actually, a lot of stuff. Things are very simplified over and over again, and I don't know how he does it with saying so many things different ways for the same thing. But one thing I noted, there was one famous thing that he had quoted, and it's, he refers it to the universal laws. I don't like using laws because laws are very concrete. But in a sense, I guess it would be sort of absolute for what they are. In a sense, I guess you could call them laws, but I just don't like the laws because I feel every law can be broken. But nonetheless, these are the four basic ideas or concepts within the universe that are really, really simplified. Real simplified. Number one, we will always exist in one form or another, right? We're all energy. We just convert from one form to another. Our souls go one place to another, reincarnate. Our bodies, physiologically, whatever, just reconverts. We've always existed, some way, some form, whatever. That's number one. Number two, we are all connected. Yes, I'm like, we are all connected. We are all connected, yep. you know, whether you like it or not, you can't see it, you can't feel it, but you are. Yeah, actually, you can feel it if you open your heart and your mind and your soul. It's sort of obvious. Well, most of us, or some of us, we are all connected. We're all connected to each other. We're connected to the universe. We're connected to the earth. You know, that is probably why they refer to oneness. We are all one. We're all connected, right? That's actually a reality. Can't get away from that. Of course, we often try, and that's why we have wars and illusions of cities and divisions. And, well, that's a whole other aspect. Then there's the other three, the third one, which is the absolute constant in the universe. All things change. Well, almost all things. Sometimes we repeat history, but no, in reality, we do change. Because even when they repeat history, it's just, you just changed from one actor into another. So one way or another, it's changed. So change is always in a constant form. Things always change. And the reason why it's changed is because for that second, you're an energy. You just went to, you pulsated a different stitch. Your frequency has just adjusted, even to the millimeter, to the very, very second. That very little, teeny, teeny, teeny little click, there was a change. The element of time, change. The definitions of time, change. We all change. Things all change. Now, for the one, number four. Actually, I flipped the one over just so this would be number four. So, because when he said it was, this four was number three, but I just had to do it because it would fall in there. Just being, see, I'm keeping my honor and showing my integrity. For every action, there's a reaction. Yeah. Every action, there is a reaction. And why this is so, so important? Because it is. This is why it's not really talked about to some aspects. Some people call it through the Dharma versus Karma. In Kabbalism, they call it the tikkun, the fixing. Some people refer in the New Age, sort of like, or whatever, the healing process of karma. But every action, there's a reaction. So if the action is, let's say, without any integrity, because we're gauging it, sort of, right? And referring to it as like a low gauge of truth and honor behind it, then what happens with that action? Thermometer drops down. I mean, if I take a thermometer and I place it, let's say, in an area and it's got a high pressure system, in this little area, let's say in Los Angeles, for example, and the pressure is just, whether it's a reaction of that high pressure, it causes the molecules to vibrate, and all of a sudden it feels a lot hotter, doesn't it? Hmm. And then there's a reaction to that because you start sweating, and there's a reaction to that, and you have to drink more water. See? So that was the action, and there was a reaction. So now let's say all of a sudden got a low pressure. So all of a sudden, the molecules weren't moving as fast. And all of a sudden, you start feeling cooler. What would be your reaction? See the difference? So in a sense, I'm just starting to give you a picture of it. Not concrete here. This is a picture, sort of feel of what I'm trying to get to. The thermometer is really sort of the same thing. It's measuring. So you're measuring that, you know, the tent change from, they use a barometer for the change of pressure. They also use a thermometer for the change of, whether you use Celsius or Fahrenheit, depending on your temperature, you know, the rise and lowering of heat and coolness and all that. So it's a measuring away. So the thermometer of the universe is integrity. Ah. Hey, so if the thermometer is integrity, and it's sort of like reflecting the universe, is the universe really judging us? Not really. In a sense, it's sort of giving us a chance to view it. It's like our opportunity to go, wait a second, oh, wow, look what I just did here. I stole that car. I robbed that bank. I lied to my girlfriend. Wow. Where's the integrity? Right? See. And what is the reaction? Girlfriend leaves me. Please catch up to me. I'm thrown in jail. There's a reaction. And then there's another reaction. Where my integrity, how do I sense my honor in dealing with it? So the universe is sort of like that. Some people, God is judging you. It's really not, since God is everything in basically the universe. It's really not so much the judging, it's just the measure. And I don't like to use the word judge because that's determining whether you're good or bad. This is just telling how it is. It's just the way it is. If you don't want to choose to be a lie, then but it is what it is. You're in let scale of integrity just drop down. So, if the action is what I said, without integrity, referring to a lower gauge of truth, honor, behind it, then what happens? The thermometer lowers, right? So, it is not really a perception, but in reality, the cause and effect in our universe. Like the old saying is, action speaks louder than words. This refers to integrity, doesn't it? So, when you have somebody out there telling, oh, you got to do this and believe in this, and then they do something else, what would you say about that? Wow, you'd be all pissed off. You would say, where's the integrity? Of course, you're making a judgment, but the universe is really the encapsulating integrity. Because what happened is you're recognizing the words were not truthful and dishonest, and your reaction to it caught on to the person's what they did, their action. And the measurement of that, or the thermometer of it, was, in the eyes of the universe, its integrity. It measured it. It dropped down. So in a way, the universe is sort of judging, if you want to call it that, but I don't like to use the word judge. It's just showing the measurement. Not making a judgment, just telling how it is. So what is integrity again? Get a gown is basically the mirror in your face all the time. It's your karma for your dharma. This is why, like I said, that is not liking to be spoken with a lot of spiritual people, because then they got to look at the damn mirror in their own face. And if they do, they have to look to the other eye to say some of the things they say if they don't really believe and do them. Or there's something behind that that's missing. Like projecting all conditional love when they don't even love themselves. They throw a facade of outside and changing their names or changing their circumstances or making it look like outside or making like shitting woods, or that's my new name, or I'm Ra, Fa, La, Ka, Na, Rahim, whatever. And it's okay to say you're changing it because you really do it, but if it's really behind it to change a facade of yourself, because in the first aspect you don't like yourself, then you have an issue of integrity with yourself. Don't ya? So, and then of course gets in the aspects of your relationship with your parents and your honor to them. Karma versus dharma. It's the mirror. Real, real simple. Some people, hey, Annie, how can you put this in front of some people in certain things? Sometimes I've done this on post. Hey, man, if they don't like what I say, I'm just holding up the damn mirror. I'm holding the mirror. If they don't like what they're seeing, that's because they're looking at themselves. I'll say something sarcastic to some people that I go, okay, that's enough. I heard enough crap and bullshit. I'm going to just lay it how it is. I mean, this is what I do. Like on my show, I don't say I'm walking on water. I make mistakes. I will admit I make mistakes. Nobody is perfect here. If you were, you wouldn't be in these bodies. If I find something wrong, I will try my best to fix it. And somebody may tell me, hey, look at this way or that way. I'm always open to look at it. But at the same token, I have to do it from my own eyes to see, okay, how is it? That's part of the healing adventure we're on. That is the mirror. Because the universe is like our mirror in our face, constantly showing us our integrity. Sometimes we just don't want to look at the mirror. Maybe that's why they don't want to look in the mirror of integrity. They don't want to look integrity because it shows their face. It shows who they realize. A lot of people are afraid of who they are for what they are, which goes into another issue, which I'm going to get into down the line. If someone studies all the Eastern philosophies or Jesus's words or praise all the time and talks of loves and talks and writes and beautiful quotes and writings like Rumi and poets and, well-known philosophers and sages of the past, and then also the present, of course, and meditates and chants mantras and lights incense and just every yoga thing you can think of. And this is all from the surface. Projects this ambience of love and compassion to all. And is truly walking in the path of light and love. But has a very low threshold of integrity. Doesn't his or her words, you question? Does it have agendas behind them? Ulterior motives within them? Lives in the reality solely for his or her alter ego, encapsulated its own walls, deceiving others as well as themselves, manipulating around them, thinking they can create but to satisfy themselves, or the rather, more correctly, the alter of themselves, because they are not really helping themselves. Doesn't respect others' time, for example. If they're not on time and can't do it or do what they promised, they just say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, but they don't. So they don't respect other people's times or can't do what is promised. Or if any of these or some of them or one of them, how is there really an integrity? My father once said to me, and I remember as a kid when he said this, and I understood it. My father once said to me, when you give your word is everything. If you have no word, you're nothing. Now that's pretty damn harsh. I mean, really. But is it? Isn't it just telling how it is? If you give your word on something, that's their word. You know, people do contracts when you do by handshake. You know, hey, I'm going to paint your house, and if I do a good job, and then you're going to pay me X amount of dollars. I'm just doing an example. So then you do the job, and then the person's supposed to pay you. And they're satisfied with your job. Now, there's a integrity issue that made clear, like, hey, I'm only painting this room or this wall, this color, and you chose this. But of course, if they put paint all over the carpet or didn't do a good job, where's the integrity behind the person doing the painting? But if they do what's in there, then if the person says, well, I didn't really, they're playing games of not even wanting to make payment just to get out of making payment, there was the question of integrity. And this is not a judgment of them. This is just the, like I said, the thermometer of it. There will be a reaction now, won't there? A reaction for the action. Something happened there. This is why when you write a written contract, is really just confirming what the person or two peoples have done. It's like a marriage. You know, when amongst Jews, when they do a ketubah, they promise this to their wife if they get they decide to split. Or the promise of vows. I will be married to death do us part, and then they get divorced. They made a promises up until then, and then unfortunately that promise didn't happen. So change. So during that event, something has to be a cause and effect to change that. And it's not to be a judgment, it's just telling how it is. Now, I admit many of us, including myself, we sometimes place high expectations on integrity of others. Like, everybody is at a different level on the thermometer. And this is by the, like I said, based upon your frequency. If you have a level of a higher standard for integrity of honor and trust or whatever, then when you deal with somebody who doesn't value that in situation for of integrity, then that's a different reflection of their frequency, with thus reflection of their integrity. You don't have a meeting of minds, as they say, on what is integrity or what the level's integrity. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a different measurement. Because they're looking from their perspective as they assume what integrity is, and you're assuming. But in reality, integrity is what it is. It's just a thermometer. But there is an absolute level of measurement of your frequency that the universe does. And not when I mean absolute, there is an absolute reflection of your energy. It is not a defined measurement, like it's not 0 to 1 or 3 to 4, it is approximation or a gathering sort of reference. So like I said, I admit that, you know, like many of us, including myself, when we place high expectations on integrity for others, some would even say we perhaps are maybe naive. But just as I am giving this opportunity for those to display their honor or their integrity, and not as a test but a given. So sometimes if you're doing something out of naivety, you believe somebody, for example, it might be, it's not that you're so much naive, it might be that your sense of honor and integrity, because your reflection of it is so high a standard. So sometimes they'll call naivety because you are so trusting. Because you do have that thing. You don't realize that others may not. And that's just more or less awareness. That has not, naivety is saying you're just not aware of others who have a different aspect or different actions of their reflection of themselves. I hope that didn't sound too complex. I don't think it did. Again, now this goes down again with what is, it is honor, but integrity. Honor is your word. It is you. It is, like I said, the barometer of your very being. It is like the strands within your DNA that keep it from collapsing. That's what keeps you afloat. So it is within it. If you are an actor, and the actor gives his word to be on a set and doesn't show up or gets there late, where is their integrity? There's a reaction to that, isn't there? If you shake a hand or make a deal or a contract or expression or whatever, and you have placed your integrity on your word, correct? If you tell someone you'll call them back and you don't, where's your integrity? If you promise your girlfriend or boyfriend to do something and you don't stand behind your word, then where's integrity? If you manipulate, utilizing sex, for example, where is integrity behind that? If your boss promises you a raise and doesn't, where is their integrity? See, it's a measure, it's a quasi-measurement. There is a reaction. Boss doesn't get going, then you get pissed off. There is a reaction. There's a dharma versus karma. Someone who uses sex to manipulate, the universe reacts to it. There's always an action to reaction. Get it? If the government wants you to get your vote with promises and doesn't do what it says it can do, where's the integrity? If a government is supposed to be a government of the people, for the people, but instead become a government of a select few, then where is the integrity? The universe looks at this. The universe is the one that reacts. And it reacts different ways. That is part of the karma. maybe not in this lifetime, perhaps in the next lifetime. There's something, there's always a reaction. But within the spirit and the soul, the universe always, always knows. And that is its integrity. Integrity is the very backbone of the soul. It is the very backbone of spirituality. It is the kundalini. It is the mutual connection of all chakras. Within the Kabbalistic understanding of the tree of life, it literally is the root of the tree of life. If you have no integrity, what happens to the tree? It is the binding element of everything. That is integrity. Because there's every action is the connections. You can't present love and wisdom. You can present love and wisdom, but if there's no integrity behind it, what happens? The root dies and withers, and all that has all the love and wisdom is meaningless, isn't it? If you are self-destructive, like popping pills, binging on drugs or meds or drinking or other activity that puts your physical existence in peril or downturn, please look in the mirror for the grand beauty in your soul. The universe does indeed love you, and your worth is very divine. Your self-esteem and self-worth is reflected from your integrity. So show yourself your integrity. I mean, yet, as I have said, within integrity, it is just what it is, the thermometer. And based upon you, which is your actions, this can be changed, by the way, in an instant, millisecond. It can happen with a mere another action, with a sincere apology. I am sorry. I will do my best. I will learn from this my own mistake and carry on. I will take ownership for what I have done, but will make up for it. I will learn and grow and heal from it. This is integrity. Because the universe will react to that. You'll, of course, take ownership in a reaction to what you just did, but you have moved up spiritually because you've honored it. That is integrity. And like I said, yet there are many, many, even those who consider themselves all spiritual, often, again, overlook that integrity is the very backbone of spirituality. And without integrity, they are simply a babble of words without any real substance and simply a fraud or an animal gantry. When one thinks of integrity, very simple, they often look at it as upon adherence to a code or honor which comes into mind. Yes, it is. Honor. Integrity is your word. Integrity is your honor, and it is simply you. But again, there are those out there who will manipulate while wearing the mask of spiritual leader for their own megalomania, their own financial gain, and for their own personal power, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, all the chants, all the mantras, meditation, lighting incense, kumbaya, chanting mantras till you're blue in the face, having heat, reiki healings with rainbows flying out of your ass, lighting incense only to cover your smell. I mean, some people don't understand this. And I'll reiterate this. Here's an example. Somebody just calls me right now. I'm in the middle of a show. They know I have a show. And where is their integrity behind that? When they know I have a live show and they're calling me right now in the middle of a show. And they'll project that, oh, I'm all love and all this. But did they really respect my time right now? Did they really show that? Do they have any sense of integrity? So what would be my reaction to that? I probably won't even answer them. Then, like I said, all chants, mantras, meditations, you can do all that stuff, lighting incense, kumbaya, chanting mantras till you're blue in the face, have reiki healings with rainbows flying out of your ass, light incense, all only to cover your smell, call yourself cuss, soft, fought, or running crap, or whatever, have pyramids in your house, sell millions of books, spilling your megalomania, calling yourself all-knowing, have enormous media events like Elmer Gundry. You may even have long hair or whatever, wear some kind of Indian clothes, be a great, great speaker. May even look like you're all sitting there maybe on a mountain, project all Taoism or Buddhism or Rumi sayings or Sufra or whatever. You may even sit there in a church or a synagogue or a mosque. But if you don't have integrity, you ain't shit. And frankly, anyone who uses the meism, like I've read, I heal, I, there's really no honor behind it. There's no integrity behind that. There are those who try to preach or explain spirituality. There is a fine line not to overstep. The line of demigod. And this is, I've always been often told, you should never, ever overstep that. You should always present yourself in stepping back and not placing ego. Even this, with this information I come out with, it's not me coming out of me I come out with. Once it releases from me, it is not mine. I'm just the vessel. If so, I do a reading or say something or whatever of any information, it is not for me. It is for whatever's out for my fellow souls. I do not take ownership of it. It's the vessel of it. And that's where you strive to step back. And something is hard, but that's, you go up and then you have to go back. But that's a whole other issue. Now, there are those who will continually have shown, they have also demonstrated that they have no honor or very little integrity. Integrity has a spiritual tag of karma, like I've said. And those who have none will surely be shown the universe's boomerang. Like I said, for every action, there is eventually a reaction. I mean, there are those who you may have heard often on other internet shows or seen them on TV. And I'll give you a real good example of that. And I'm just going to call it out how I see it. And I'm going to be doing a show next week about it. It's about people who are, I believe, are disinformation agents. Because that's what I feel they are. Disingenuous. And the one I'm talking about, his name is David Icke. And there's others very similar to him. And the universe is very aware of these scrupulous characters. Very much so. I mean, he called himself a Godhead, or almost projecting himself as part of God, or that once he was God, and he skewed it around and changed it again. And then Icke is consistently spilled about the tongue of hate with lies of so-called lizard people, like or something reading of Hunter S. Thompson's Fear of Loathing Las Vegas, like we just took some mescaline or some acid trip, you know. I mean, what trip is Icke on? I mean, if you listen to what he says, he spews all his hatred of Jews. Oh, what? No, he calls them now Zionist. Or Zionist. No, I love Jews. I just don't like Zionism. But we all know what he's really wanting to say. His hate is no different than the hate that the Aryan brother slanders, while also professing he's somehow spiritual, because he wants you to buy more books, buy more of his crap, book me for another bullshit lecture, while giving another provocative hate speech, while punching your buttons and pushing you here and there, because that is all manipulative. Pushing your buttons to get your reaction is not showing a displacement of integrity. There is no integrity. Icke is just what he is, a disinformation agent of the NWO. And why do you think he pushes your buttons of hate and divide? Why do you think with his BS nothing has been done to him? Why do you think people like JFK, Rick Clay, and Michael Jackson, Tupac, etc., on around when they talk even just like David Icke, and somehow he's still around? I can do a whole show on this right now, but I don't want to get off to my issue of integrity. But this next week, I will be dealing with the issue of disinformation, and I will call them out for who and what they are, because it is very clear what that is. But this issue is about integrity. So back to integrity. Integrity, again, is what it is. It's about integrity. It's about something very simple. And in the spiritual aspect, it has very simplified reflections of certain things. Self-love and self-worth, which is called the developing your self-worth and respect, places honor before you. Your action of just showing, embracing your self-love and honoring who, the loving person who you really are, even with all the things that have happened, and taking ownership and rising, is that very action, the unconditional love of your very being, unconditional, loving yourself increases your the thermometer of integrity. And of course, what happens when this rises up? It cascades amongst other souls that serve, because we're all connected. Remember? So that integrity, that increase, that reflection, there's a cause and reaction, there's a reaction. That's why it's so important, integrity. And what is having real unconditional love? Real love, where there's no agendas, no expectations, no motives. It does not mean to deceive, to manipulate for love. That is a lack of integrity. On the other hand, true love, true unconditional love, true love unconditional is paramount to the integrity. Even the simplest actions of your words, being on time, saying what you will, promising, even if you can't do what you can do or be able to do or see or whatever, have honor behind them. Say then that you can't. So simple. Your actions are you. Not your name. Not what you look like. But what you do is you. Thus, the thermometer of your actions, integrity, is you. Integrity is a reflection of you to the universe. If there is a so-called judgment, since judges, like I said, is a matter of perception, then that's a judgment for the universe. But in reality, integrity is not judgment. It is, again, just what it is. It's not saying you're a good guy or a bad guy. That's judgment. It's just saying, hey, you've lacked integrity. You have more integrity. Not judge. It's the thermometer of the cause and effect of what you just did, said, or your very being, of what you've done, because you're our action. When a ball is thrown against a wall, it's not the color of the ball or the weight of the ball, but when the ball is thrown, its direction, its speed, its velocity, its momentum, all these are the actions. When it strikes, what it strikes is the reaction to the action, and thus, this action is the result of the action. The universe measures of the action is integrity. It's so simple. It's that simple. So why is it often discussed within the realms of those who say they are spiritual? Think of it. When you ask yourself, and sometimes I'll ask myself, why didn't they discuss it? Why do they make it so abstract when it really isn't? It's like almost beyond understanding. I don't understand why not. Do they attempt to make something more of it when it really is just simple? You are the action. Thus, you are your own integrity. It's really simple. It's not real hard to understand, is it? So you got to ask yourself, if it's not real hard to understand, then perhaps what is the motive or agenda or expectation? if their words are just blah, 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 and there's no reflection of their actions of integrity, next time you're going to wonder about that person's or persons when they speak or act or see or hear or feel, whether there's really is integrity behind the actions, the words. As they say, you got to do walk the talk, do they? Or is it just a facade, a show, an act? Do they project love and in reality they don't even love themselves for who they are? Perhaps behind something else? Do they respect your time or what you're doing in place right now? These are judgments, but they aren't. They aren't judgments. There are measures of the universe, and ultimately integrity is what the universe measures. It doesn't judge, it measures. And based upon one's integrity, that is what is dished out. Remember, for every action, there is a reaction. So develop unconditional love. Have honor. Have integrity. Again, integrity is everything. It is honor. It is substance. It is the very backbone of the essence of your spiritual worth. Without integrity, all the love, fortitude behind any positive means nothing. All the chants, all the Reiki circles, all the mantras, all the prayers in churches, mosques, synagogues, temples, whatever, all the meditations, all the sweat lodges, all the positive love that you have employed mean zero. All your great intentions mean nothing if you haven't displayed integrity. So, I close with this. Honor your word. Honor your action. Honor your love. Honor is everything. Honor is your integrity, and integrity is you. With that, I want to thank you for all you listening and all those who will listen into my future shows and past shows. God bless y'all. And again, my thoughts and prayers go out to those who are affected in New Zealand. God bless you and have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thank you.